Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. And you may have heard that tariffs are suddenly dominating the geopolitical landscape, specifically regarding the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and our old rival in China. Shortly after assuming office for the second time, President Trump instituted a 25% tariff on all items from Mexico and China, excepting energy resources from the latter, which have a lower 10% tariff. And along with all that, an additional 10% on top of existing tariffs for China. Now, we're not a political publication, but we'd like to take a look at some of the nuts and bolts of the next proposed levy, a 25% one on all auto imports. And on the line to discuss that is Danielle Spaulding of Servo Solutions, an expert in EV battery recycling. So, Danielle, thanks for joining us. And could you give us the brief lowdown on Servo Solutions?
Oh, absolutely. First, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to be on. So Servo Solutions is actually the most experienced. We have the largest operational footprint in North America, and we actually are the only battery recyclers that handle all battery chemistries and formats. So with that 30 years of experience, this is making us the premium end-to-end battery recycling and management provider domestically. And our focus overall is truly to recover the valuable materials in batteries such as electric vehicles, and those are going to be the items that you often hear about, lithium, cobalt, nickel. And then we want to really refine those to metal sulfates to go back into basically making new batteries. And it will expand the domestic supply that is available here in the U.S. and generally in North America. But, you know, these materials are literally driving around on our roads today, and we want to make sure that as we continue to expand the use of this everyday technologies, whether it's from vehicles, energy storage units, and even things that we're, you know, using today like our cell phones, we can extract those materials and then go ahead and re-enter them while creating a very strong, resilient supply chain.
Okay, now regarding these new auto tariffs, I think the why is beyond the scope of this publication, but let's talk about the what. What does it target, and how can companies, at least in theory, avoid them?
You know, I think that the tariffs that are really in discussion today and some that are getting taken into effect, especially the ones you mentioned in the intro on the auto imports specifically, that's really targeting, obviously, the materials and the components really also within the batteries themselves. The way to really avoid that is by sourcing those materials in a more diversified way and specifically domestically. You know, as we really focus in on how do we help improve that resiliency and the sustainability of the supply chain itself is we have to make sure that we rely a lot less on those foreign entities and rely much more on our backyard.
Okay, and of course, this could hamstring the auto sector pretty dramatically, for better or worse, depending on your perspective. But, you know, how specifically could this affect the burgeoning EV market? You've sort of got into this already. Maybe you can underline that point.
Sure. You know, it's interesting because most electric vehicle auto manufacturers today are now really thinking about the design of the next vehicle to be released in the 5 years, right, 10 years down the road. So there is always going to be an understanding of market dynamics that has been worked its way into the existing business case by those manufacturers themselves. You know, it's not, I think, unassuming to believe that there is going to be some cost that may trickle down to the consumer overall. But what we have found today is that the EV adoption is not necessarily slowing down, right? So since around 2021, EV sales have quadrupled, right? In January, if you look at the January reports, there are about 22% year over year increase right now in EV adoption. And so we know that there's more EVs on the roads than ever today, but these tariffs have the opportunity to potentially increase that cost in the short term. But really what this is looking to do is to focus in on how do we incentivize domestic manufacturing? Because at the end of the day, whether it's through mining or recycling, the critical minerals that are that are needed to create the batteries for electric vehicles, we need to make sure that we can help lower the cost for consumer generally, and that's by not only removing the enormous, right, transportation lengths that go on right now in a global supply chain, but also allow us to then provide the reuse of those materials basically down the road. And when we think about prioritizing recycling, for example, over, let's say, new extraction, because we really do, Jason, find ourselves as complement to mining, right? Because once they get it, our job is to keep it above the ground. But, you know, what we want to do then is that means the more domestic supply that we can create, then the less these tariffs are going to have impacts overall on key areas that consumers really have, such as, you know, when you purchase a new vehicle.
Okay, and I saw the semiconductors will be included in the tariffs, which is bound to make a lot of people uncomfortable. So how could that drive up prices, and could we see a repeat of the pandemic-era chip shortages and instability in the market?
You know, you said a key word there, right? Instability. And it's similar to that pandemic-era instability because, you know, the manufacturing, specifically the semiconductors, you know, were really coming from one location. And so just like many OEMs, they have to assess the supply chain strategy to protect themselves from these, you know, disruptions that were going to happen, as well as the economic shifts that are coming in to, that may impact the development of those particular key components. So the certain chips, for example, used in you know, automotive electric vehicles and other devices are still really only made in specific areas abroad. So if we think about especially the valuable to tariffs and sourcing instability, we have to look at, again, likely ensuring that that's going to likely go down to consumer, but we have to focus on even more a resilient supply chain within the United States, because the energy dominance that we are trying to really focus in on starts by ensuring that we look to our local communities to help build jobs, bring back manufacturing, and then also impact a positive economics for our neighborhoods.
All right, Danielle. Now, before I let you go, how could these proposed tariffs affect Surplus Solutions specifically?
It's always a good question, right, to be able to ask, because, you know, these tariffs are not just focused on, let's say, a large OEM, but they're going to be focusing on and affecting the multiple parts throughout a supply chain. And so, you know, tariffs really reinforce the importance of sourcing both domestically, but also the diversification of resources. So for us, what it does is, you know, we don't necessarily want to see tariff costs, you know, being brought down to consumer. What we can do and help support is to say that there is another option to actually then source the materials that automotive teams and battery manufacturers, right, need to be able to then secure that and then really ensure that we can help extract and repurpose for a more strong and future battery production overall. But, you know, again, I know I've said this word domestic probably 20 times in this short period, but when we recover and refine materials, you know, we can help those automakers avoid the tariffs and reduce supply chain risk. Because ultimately, what we don't want to have happen is control by foreign entities of a very critical supply chain. And we do that through diversification and multi-sourcing. And then, again, also looking to see how we can make sure that that is happening within the United States more broadly.
Sounds good. Well, thanks, Danielle. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.